It's Seeds of Success Day on MyFM, and today we're featuring Double J Farms out of Howe Island, Ontario, Canada. We're joined today by Tim Dowling from Double J Farms. Tim, thanks so much for joining us. And Tim, how did things get going with Double J Farms over on Howe Island?
Yeah, so we're on Howe Island. My grandma and grandpa moved from the Toronto area in the 50s and started a farm here on Howe Island. They had 13 kids, and the farm grew pretty big. And then eventually my dad took over part of the farm. And so I've been here for 12 years. I was working with him until 2020 when he died, and I was sort of taking over. And now here we are. And I've focused on a dairy farm for many years, and now I've taking the focus over to the grass-fed beef.
So with what do you guys do there day in and day out with the raising of the grass-fed beef?
Yeah, so we move our cows every day to fresh pasture. So the rotational grazing is a really big part of grass-fed beef because it's a lot of beef is grass-fed for a lot of their lives. In our system, we finish on grass, and they have to have nice, like really quality, nutritious grass every day. And so, to do that, we move them to a fresh paddock every day, about the size that they would need, and that also gives the land rest. So, like we might come back 2 months later to the spot that they were on yesterday, kind of thing. And that's really important for soil health.
I see. Yeah, that that makes sense for sure. And with the now with your products and stuff like that, do you sell your products on site at your own farm, or do you just sell the cattle out and that's it?
You can sign up for an account there and make an order, and we deliver to Gananoque and to Kingston, basically every 2 weeks, kind of thing. It's a home delivery, so you know, you put a cooler out, put the meat in, and then you grab it when you have a chance. All our products are frozen. All our products are 100%. Our beef products are 100% from our farm.
So with you folks being on Howe Island, is there any challenges when the ferry has to be shut down for maintenance and getting to and from the mainland every day?
In our line of work, it's not too big of a deal. We don't bring hay in or that kind of thing from off island. We make our own hay on island. So a lot of the times I'm just on the island, so not too bad, but
that's a good thing.
Yeah. So, and there's benefits too to having a ferry, you know, it's a bit more secluded and quiet on the island too.
And I guess finally, my last question is, how much fun do you guys have over there doing what you do every single day? It must be a blast.
When I moved to grass-fed beef, it was kind of part of that decision was realizing how beautiful it is and how, you know, walking out in a meadow every day for your chores and moving cows that are happy to be out in pastures. It's just a really peaceful and beautiful way to do, you know, your daily work. So it's fun. It's really nice work to do on most days. And yeah, I really enjoy it.